Hello, my fellow seekers. Suddenly Seeking Spirit is a podcast that is intended to educate, inspire, and entertain you on your personal journey toward health and happiness. The information, advice, and opinions expressed are of our own and not intended to replace care best provided by qualified professionals, and it is not a substitute for medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Enjoy the show. Welcome back to Suddenly Seeking Spirit. I'm Andrew.
And I'm Andrea. And on today's episode, we're talking about the energy of transformation. Ooh. How many of you guys out there in Suddenly Seeking Spirit podcast land have had to reinvent yourself recently? That's what we're talking about today, because both Andrew and I have some personal experience with it.
Yes.
Yes. So I actually, I wrote down just a couple of things that were sort of a process that I'm currently going through, just different things. So that's what we do, guys. We share with you what works for us. And I'd also like to hear, and probably Andrew would too, let us know what your stories of transformation are. We'd love to hear from you. So Andrew, do you want to start with, the first thing I had to do was process the emotions when I was faced with having to make a change. Mm-hmm. Do you want to share with all of us what recent change you have made and how you're reinventing yourself?
Absolutely. So this all, of course, really began at the beginning of the pandemic, which I feel like for a lot of us, we have that similarity in these stories. So my story of reinvention actually calls upon a past, something that I was actually doing in the past. I've always kind of moved through periods of my life up to now where I always feel like I am constantly reinventing myself or transforming into something different, whether that's in a business sense, whether that's personal life. And I feel like that's something that we all go through, but it's just whether we're more accepting of it or not. And I feel like I have become very accepting of transformation and I enjoy change. So my story is at the beginning of the pandemic, many of you know that I went to Cambodia. Our regular listeners know that I went to Cambodia for yoga teacher training and came back, graduated, did all that fun stuff, but came back in the middle of the pandemic, when everything started to blow up and everything started to shut down. So there was no gyms open anymore. So I transitioned everything onto an online platform, which did really well and continues to do well. But it wasn't bringing in the monetary value that we needed, my husband and I needed to support ourselves. Mm-hmm. So I had to do some quick thinking, and being the fighter that I am, I dug in my heels and I decided, you know what, I'm going to fall back on my old trade, my old profession, something that I had done for 10 years prior to moving into more of the spiritual realm and yoga realm, which was dog grooming. I've always owned my own dog grooming salons. And there's so much joy that comes from that job for me, you know, actually giving transformations, physical transformations to these animals and making them feel better. And they bring joy into my life. That is something that was, you know, really cool to be able to come back to. But it honestly, I always felt like I had to either stay in one box or another. So I always felt like, well, if I'm trying to have a spiritual business, then everything has to be that. And that's not the case of what I've learned. You know, I can still do all of these other things while having something that holds me in this physical realm, that holds me in a space where I can be less stress-free, not having to worry about money, where I can, you know, that opens up other avenues for myself as well. And it's really just, it's showing me more of myself than I really knew, in terms of I'm not getting stuck in my Virgo mindset of I have to be perfect at one thing before I can move on to another thing or keep doing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that's kind of what I've been dealing with in my recent transformation. I own now another grooming salon. I opened up my own grooming salon here in Pittsburgh. It's doing really well. And I feel like that is a testament to the energy that I put behind it, the energy that I show up every day with. And I feel that all the clients can see that. It shows in the happiness of their pets when they pick them up. And it shows in my whole salon, my whole business. Life is very busy, but I can complain about that some days when I'm cranky, but you know, it really is the busyness of life is what keeps me moving, keeps me excited. The unpredictability of it all is something that I really enjoy. So that's what I'm going through right now.
That's awesome. So it's like staying grounded in your spiritual self while doing anything, really.
Absolutely. And I feel like I wouldn't have had the same experience returning back into dog grooming if I hadn't gone through spiritual lessons these past couple weeks either. I would have been thinking about it in a completely different way.
Yeah, that's really cool. I'm like, this always happens with us. I'm like the opposite. I did it the opposite way. So I was in the same profession for 15 years in corporate wellness. And I had to adapt during the pandemic as well. We put everything online. I had to change kind of how I did my job. I had to be adaptable, be okay with change. So I was starting to get more open to just living in the moment and going with the flow. And thank goodness I have had all the spiritual, you know, teachings and practices in place, because a few weeks ago I lost that job. And it's been a process for me. It's like breaking up with a boyfriend or something. And so that's why we wanted to talk about this, because, you know, it's reinventing yourself when, instead of putting all your energy into something that's no longer working, you know, it's being okay with going backwards to go forwards, like what Andrew did. For me, it's given me an opportunity to do something completely different, but still, like you said, using all the lessons that I've learned, I have all this like wealth of information of being a coach, being an inspiration to others, and I've been doing artwork. So I it's funny because like so many synchronicities happened. The same day that I lost my job, it was, so that morning I launched an online art shop. Then that afternoon, my boss called me and told me I lost my job. I was like up and then down, and I'm like, wait, what? So it took me a while to process it. And it was like no fault of anybody's. It's just things happen, right? And I had to go through a process. So I wanted to kind of go through that process, and then you can share, you know, how you went through it as well. So like I said, the first thing I had to do was I had to process the emotions, much like a breakup. And I know a lot of people are also going through that as well. So you can kind of take these things and apply it to any change in your life, really. But the first thing, I had to be okay with not being okay for a little while. You know, like in our self-help world, I don't know if you know people like this too, there are people that, not to blame or whatever, but sometimes it's almost like, I heard somebody call it positive toxicity.
Yes.
You know, you have to be careful. Like you don't want to spiritually bypass emotion. So, you know, like I'm in recovery. So for a long time, I didn't know how to process emotions. This is all really new for me. but this has been so good for me because I've been processing emotions without turning to food, without turning to alcohol, without turning to drugs, without pushing it down in a meditation. You know, like I do meditate, but I feel it. And I have all these tools in place from all the things I've been going through. So it's like having that toolbox of support people. You're in my toolbox, Andrew.
What would I be? What tool would I be? Should I come crack it down? Andrea, no, we're not
down. You're my twin tool.
Yeah.
Hey, twin tool. You guys, that if you can't see us, Andrew and I haven't seen each other in months. Or has it been that long? I guess
it's been like over a month. Yeah.
So we both showed up here. Neither of us usually wear white.
Yeah.
We're both wearing white shirts. And we got kind of the same glasses.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Anyway. Yeah. So that was the thing. I had to learn how to be okay with not being okay for a little while, but also like find balance, like not get stuck in it. And thank God for people in my life that recognize when I am doing that. Cause I do have a tendency to be like the lone wolf, like to, I'll get through this myself.
Yep.
You know,
I'll carry this cross. Let me do it.
I don't want to bother you. Yeah. Yeah. So did you kind of go through that too? Like when you you had your yoga business going and you're like, oh fuck, I can't get this to make money.
Yeah, because it can be difficult too, because you start to, you know, you're excited about something new and you begin to form a sense of yourself within that realm, right? And then whenever things get in the middle of that, it can be kind of depressing, which I definitely felt those moments. And then there's other things that life happens, you know, life just keeps happening too. It's not ever going to stop. So what I really had to do was, like you said, I had to become comfortable with sitting in that uncomfortable space and that uncomfortable energy, which, you know, like I said earlier, I am like a fighter, so I do want to fight through things and get through, but really I didn't have to fight that much because all I truly did was I just allowed space for things to keep on happening. And it's not like they were happening to me. They were happening for me is what I was allowing, you know, that energy, my thoughts were based in that type of space, and everything has happened really fast. And that's just because I'm following those breadcrumbs that the universe or God has been placing out in front of me, whether it's in opportunities and meeting people. All of these little things all add up, and I have just been in a space of allowing it to happen. I haven't been closing myself off, and I've been, when a negative thought does pop in, I automatically flip it, and, you know, I have a positive self-talk around it. Now, that's not to say I'm like, everything's positive in my life, because it's not, and I'm not hiding behind positivity either.
Right.
But, you know, I allow myself to get to a certain point to see the reality of the situation. And then I say, okay, now this is, what do I got to do to make this situation better?
Yeah. So it's like, just you have that thought and it's like, okay, this is where I'm at right now. And then you recognizing the negative thought is a success in itself. And then you can kind of, like, a good way for me to flip around a negative thought is to find gratitude for that negative thought.
Yes.
So it's not like I have a couple of friends that do this to me, that where I'm like, if I speak my mind about something that they don't want to hear, they actually say to me, cancel, clear, delete, cancel, clear, delete.
Yeah.
Have you had that happen to you, Andrew? They're like canceling what I'm saying to the universe. And I'm like, hold up. I have a moment of humanity here for a second.
Yeah.
And you do you and I'll do me.
Which, yeah, that's a part of listening, you know, proper listening skills is allow people to talk and to listen to them.
Yes. Yeah. So like find some balance with your positive self-talk, right? Like, yeah. So everything really is about balance. I find. That's my big message of the day.
Yeah, it truly is. I like that you bring that up because it is.
So the second thing that I had to really look at was my self-care routine. So listen to this. All my former clients are going to hear this and go, oh, but you know what I did? As soon as I found out that I lost my wellness coaching job, I ate cake for dinner.
Hey.
I was like eating it going, fuck this. I'm going to eat cake. Nobody can do anything about it.
That does fall within the balance realm, though.
Yeah, but then as soon as I was done, I was like, now I feel sick. Yeah. And like, who is this helping? Like, it's not helping me. Like, I was like, I'll show them.
Yeah, they'll never know about it. So
until I talk about it on my podcast.
Yeah.
But it just made me feel sick. I felt gross. I wasn't really like, for a couple of days, I hadn't had a shower. I hadn't like brushed my hair. Like I got really depressed all of a sudden. And I do have, I have depression. So I recognized it though. And it wasn't as bad as it's been in the past. Like I managed to dig myself out. And by saying I dug myself out, I don't think it was me digging myself out. I prayed. And you should hear my prayers. Like, well, we just said a version of it before we started this podcast, but I'm like, God, why is this happening? Can you like, I know it's a blessing in disguise, but like, can you let me know what the the blessing is, please? Like, we just have this ongoing, like, fuck God, what's going on?
And God is always just like, all in due time.
Be patient, my daughter.
You are not the ruler of the universe, okay? I would like to think you are.
Yes, yeah. And I have a lot of those moments where I notice that I'm bringing my will back in and I'm trying to control things or whatever. But now today, like when I recognize that, I just go, and I kind of laugh at myself, you know? Whereas before I would like just, I wouldn't even recognize it, you know?
Yeah.
I would just be in, so yeah, that's something that I did, and it made me feel better immediately, was look at my self-care routine. So I sat down one morning, and the first thing I did was look at my eating. I got out my cookbooks. I made a whole week of recipes. My son has autism, and I used to do this when he was little. I made a schedule of everything we were going to eat and what meal. Now that sounds controlling, but it's not. Yeah. It's not, because we still can change it up. And it just helps. So if anybody doesn't know about autism or whatever, knowing what to expect helps with the lowering the anxiety. And for a while I was just like, we're going to order dinner. And I wasn't like making him proper meals, like I was heating things, and you know, it affects him too. So part of my self-care was like looking at my mothering, you know, like let's get it together, Andrea.
Yeah.
He needs you.
These, you know? These pieces, all these different pieces and facets of yourself is what makes the whole person. So when you allow that space to break down things and see, you know, each little spot in your life and what can be improved and what you can do. And
Yeah. And I mean, it's stuff that I know makes me feel better. Why do I resist it? So in just in planning those meals and making them, we had to mix up what day we did what, because I keep forgetting what day of the week it is. It's like, Mom, you're making the Saturday dinner and it's Wednesday.
It's like, it is.
We're going to eat this until Saturday. Anyway, it felt really good. So it's like not only nourishing my body, but it helps my mindset too, right? So it's an overall thing. And another big part of that self-care routine is looking at my connection with my higher power. So that's different for everyone listening, whatever it is for you. For me, it's a connection to my source, my inner guide, my inner self. So I had to really look at that and, you know, practice my prayer. I fixed up my meditation space. So it's different things that you can do. Mm-hmm. Are there any things that you're doing, Andrew, on self-care?
Yeah, so my main one, it's 100% right now, I'm solely focused on my main way of self-care is reclaiming my energy at the end of the day and improving upon that. So my day is like super busy. I encounter people all day. I'm talking to them, dealing with their pets. And that is a lot of energy gets expelled from yourself when you're doing that, you know, for 8 to 10 hours a day. So I always make sure that when I come home, because I can see myself like, I'll do practices throughout the day to make sure, you know, that I have my energy boundaries set and that type of stuff. But there's still, at the end of the day, I have to allow space for myself to become centered again, to really kind of assess, like, what is my energy? What are my true emotions from today? What did I possibly pick up from somebody else, or, you know, that type of stuff. So that's really what my self-care regimen has been about, was it's really just at the end of each day, just being like, going through my day, this is what is my energy. This is where I can improve on, you know, to keep myself actually feeling good. At the end of the day. I don't want to feel depleted every single day. So I need to really just be protective over my energy. And I also need to be actively assessing what is me and what is not me, and releasing what is not me.
I love that. I love that. That goes with like something that my whole message with my artwork is about, finding that creative energy. Mm-hmm. And that's a big part of self-care for me. And so for you guys listening, if you think about your day, when are you most at like energetic? Mm-hmm. Some people are more energetic in the morning. Some people maybe at lunchtime walk. Some people are night owls, you know? Mm-hmm. So kind of look at where can I fit in some extra self-care? And a good time to do is when you're feeling most energetic and, you know, empowered and, you know, and it's whatever works for you. Like maybe it is, you know, just going for a walk. Whatever you need to do, right?
Yep.
Yep. And then that goes with the next thing, was a new routine. So you've had to set up a new routine because now you're busy with your dog haircuts.
Yep. And I have
what's the name of your dog parlor? Your dog, is that what you call it? Dog parlor?
I call it a pet parlor.
A pet parlor. I always think of those little toys. Anyway. What's it called, Andrew?
The what toy? Like the
no,
like,
you're what? Littlest Pet Shop. That's the toy.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Are those still a thing?
I've seen them. I see them still.
Like whenever I see your little picture, it's Andrew with his dog. Yeah. I always think of Littlest Pet Shop. Sorry. What's the name of your parlor?
It's the Ostella Pet Parlor because my Boston Terrier, his name is Austin, and then I have Stella, my Chihuahua, so I just combined them to both.
Aww,
of them. Kind of so sounds cute. Like French or fancy, too.
It does. Know? It does. I want a haircut, too.
I trim some of my friends' hair, you know, dead ends and that type of stuff. Yeah, on the low,
I was just thinking, because my meditation, I was thinking about this last night, this is a weird segue, but the meditation room, it was the same room that you stayed in while you were here.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking, that came up in my meditation this morning, because I come in here and meditate, and I was thinking, I can't wait until the, you know, the ban lifts on America and Canada, because I'm going to go see Andrew.
We're
gonna that was the first thing I thought of. Yeah. It'll be good. Anyway, So another part of the reinvention, I guess, what are we calling energy of transformation, was not settling or just whatever, you know, and really using it as an opportunity, like we said, an opportunity to grow, an opportunity to do something that you love.
Yes.
So I am actually planning on going back to school.
Yay!
Yes, for something that I love, something that is totally different. I went to school in the 90s for English literature. And yeah, now I got in. I'm not going to talk about what I got in for because, you know, when you're in the stages of
Yeah.
for these things. But yeah, it's just like something different, something new, and something to be excited about. So if you guys don't know, you know, what that is for you, that's where you can do some prayer, some maybe some quiet time, and just kind of reflect on what are things I used to do that really made me happy that aren't part of my life anymore.
Yeah. The free writing, that's always a great way to find things that, like, because a lot of times you can sit down and be like, all right, we're gonna figure this out, but it's your ego gets in the way and trips you up. So if you allow yourself to just have a couple minutes of just calmness and quietness in your own space, then trying to go into like a free writing session, journaling, prayer, meditation becomes much easier and things start to really come out for you.
Yes, that's a great segue for a plug. This episode is brought to you by. We've had previous episodes brought to you by Andrew's Oracle deck called
Yes.
Believe Fear Behind Oracle. And now, recently released, like yesterday, is the Dolled Up Hippie Imagination Deck.
It's so beautiful. Oh my gosh,
Yes.
I'm so excited.
And I'm guiding people to use it as like this. So you sort of clear your mind, you know, breathe as you shuffle the deck. You could ask a question, but I like to just clear my mind and then write. So you shuffle here, I'll pull a card for us. So we shuffle, and then whatever card comes up, I do have a PDF ebook companion to go with
Nice,
it,
okay.
but you can also just look at the message. A lot of them have like a message right on there, or just look at the picture and you write whatever speaks to you. Oh, we got a long one. But
Oh boy.
you know what? It goes with what we're talking about with self-care and reinvention. So that's what this card's about. It's called Picture Yourself the Hobby.
Ah.
That's what we were just talking about. So picture yourself the hobby. Don't be bitter. Keep your loco from acting crazy. Meditate and take long baths. Make it less windy. What are you absorbing? Chill out and keep your cool. Imagine getting the calm balance, living in the new normal.
That is like the best confirmation card ever.
I know.
Seriously,
Yeah.
everything we just
So
talked about.
that's the card. So this is actually one of the ones, this artwork that I'm working on. It's all at dolleduphippie.ca. And this was one of the ones I worked on when I was getting sober. And this is pretty much the whole the card is this.
Oh my gosh.
Cool,
That's what I
right?
love. So, guys, the coolest thing about this card deck that Andrew has created, it's not just like digital renderings that she went through and did. Like, this is actual artwork that she laid her hands upon and has been working on for a very long time. And like right now I'm looking at her space and she has all of her artwork in these pictures up on the wall. And that's what these cards are, versions of this. And it's been so cool to like watch her journey of making this. And I'm really excited for it.
Yeah, Andrew was a huge help. You and the other Andrew too, he doesn't really know it, but you guys taught me how to read cards, the two of you. And then Andrew actually taught me how to make them. And I'm so grateful that you introduced me to Canva. That's a
Yeah,
plug.
oh, isn't it
Canva.
crazy?
Yeah. It's amazing. So I took, yeah, I just scanned all my artwork and Yeah, it's different paint. I call it mixed media because I did digital renderings of things.
That's what I was trying to think of what the term was for it.
Yeah, mixed media. Some of it's paint. Some of it's actually some of my son's like kindergarten paintings are incorporated in them.
You have like flower petals that are like real. It's crazy.
Yeah, I use real flower petals from my garden, and a lot of photography. It's all like photography from around my house. Like, you guys don't, if you're really interested in artwork, like, Dalda Pippi, if you follow me on Facebook, I'm going to be doing, like, videos about, like, tutorials on how to help you tap into what your creative expression mm-hmm. is, because mm-hmm. we're all different, so it's not about, like, doing it just like I do, it's about tapping into your creativity, and I find, like, the people that I'm talking to, like there's people that are just starting artwork. There's people discovering that they're musicians and they didn't know. Like, or it could just be, I love to cook. I love to write. I love to garden. I love to make bouquets. Like, it's just, we all have a creative side and inspiration, like in spirit, that's what it means. Mm-hmm. Inspiration is, it's our higher power coming through us. So, you know, if you say to yourself, I can't do art, I can't do this, I can't, well, no, you can't, but your higher power comes through you, and you, it's a co-creation. You express with your higher power. So if you don't know, just like ask for help, ask your spirit guides, God, whoever you pray to. Yeah.
Allowing yourself to just be open enough to try things. And then that's when the flow starts to kick in. And that's when you are truly connected.
Yeah.
The best way for, especially for anybody that is facing, you know, like they felt like doors were closed on them during this pandemic and, you know, led you into depression. And maybe you're hearing this now and you're still thinking, who the hell are these people thinking that they know anything about my life and that I should reinvent myself? This should not be happening. You know, just try as much as possible to get out of that negative headspace. And like we said, you know, the best way to do that is to really just have moments of yourself, like where you recognize the negativity that's surrounding mm-hmm. it. That's enough. That is enough to lead you into these next things that can really get you sparking some joy and bringing back some inner childlike qualities that will open up other doors and you can see new opportunities. Whenever you, when you allow an inner child to step back into yourself, then you really do see the world through like these new spirit eyes, right?
Yeah. A beginner's mindset.
Yes, and everything is obtainable in that beginner's mindset, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I love that. Yeah, so it's a process, guys, and just, you know, enjoy it. Enjoy the journey.
Yes, even the parts that aren't so enjoyable. It's like you said, it is, everything is balance, and it's mm-hmm. that is like the truest statement.
You
know, the yin and yang of everything.
Find appreciation. And also remember that all experiences are valid and they can help you towards going forward. So if you feel like, you know, sometimes you can think of it as a setback. There's setbacks are like slingshots. I don't know where I'm getting this from, but if you think about a setback like a slingshot, so you know, when you pull back, but then you shoot forward.
Yes. That's actually really good. Yeah.
I don't know if I've heard that somewhere.
I always use the Gabby quote of the obstacles are detours in the right direction. Yes. But I actually like this one better because it is like a slingshot, because when you do allow yourself to like pull back for a moment, allow yourself to assess the situation, and then you're just going to shoot forward and
obstacles. Yeah. That's how I honestly, guys, I feel this, like when you start tapping into your aliveness and it's like, I don't have like hour long meditations, you know, I just have like 5 minutes, 10 minutes, just, you know, quieting myself. Mm-hmm. And I always ask for a sign. So listen to this. This is so cool, Andrew. So yesterday, just as I was releasing the deck, I see blue jays, right, like in my yard. Mm-hmm. And as I was making the deck, I went outside and there were like, I don't know how, what you call a bunch of blue jays, a gaggle of blue jays. You know, I've never seen this many blue jays. They were all like talking to each other and flying. There was like 8 of them.
What? Yeah.
I started out seeing one blue jay last year. Like no. And then, so yesterday, as I was releasing the deck, I heard like, they have like a distinctive like caw-caw kind of I don't know what they do. They kind of squawk. Yeah. Anyway, I look and the thing is on my porch and like hopping towards my window and like looking in the window. And I was like, what the hell, Blue Jay?
Blue Jay trying to get across.
Yeah. And then I was like, okay. And then I it was just like dancing around. And then it had like a little, they're all going nuts because it's spring. They're all mating. Mm. And then he had a little blue jay friend with him. And then they flew off. And I took it as I'm on the right path. Like, everything is good. Mm-hmm. So that's how I look at signs. Like,
well, I love that. And just a real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Talking about birds. You know, something that's really funny about me just as getting older and just like. I bring up getting older in terms of it becomes easier for me to accept my authentic self
like
nature, and what comes with that is just raw unfiltered me, right? Mm-hmm. But with coming back to the birds, as I get older, I really find that I enjoy listening to the birds outside, because when I tune into that, it's like, you know, as humans we tend to, like, when we talk about listening and listening skills and that type of stuff, we tune out sounds that are constant because we want to find the irregularities. It's just how our brain works. So with birds, I mean, you end up tuning that out because it becomes a familiar sound.
Yes.
But whenever I was allowing myself to like tune into the birds, like outside talking to each other, it's the funniest thing. And it brings me so much joy to hear them, like, half the time it sounds like they're laughing or like they're just so chipper, and it makes me happy. And that's like something so small that really can change the course of my day.
Absolutely.
Just the birds sit there and just have fun.
Yeah, I started out like going outside, sitting on my porch in the morning and watching the birds, but now I listen and I like to like, I'm just like, oh, there's the chickadee. Oh, I hear a cardinal. And I actually joined a Facebook group of Birds of Ontario so I could learn what all the different birds are. And there was this really weird bird outside a couple days ago. I've never seen it before. I thought it was a pheasant.
Uh-huh.
It was like running on the ground. It's a ground bird. It's big. Like it looks like when you, it looks like, yeah, it looks like when you would eat. Anyway, okay. I was like, that's so weird. Where did this bird come from? Yeah. I've never seen. So I took a picture of it. I posted it in this group, and they're like, "Oh, that's a bobtail quail."
Oh.
And so I looked. I always do this. I looked up spiritual meaning of a quail, and it means get more in touch with your spiritual side. I was like, okay. Yeah. I'll go say a prayer, whatever. Bobtail quail.
That is like.
It was the funniest thing, though. It was running.
I bet, yeah, when you see something like that, you're like, what the hell?
Yeah, and I always, like, when I ask for a sign, I go outside, sit down, and I see one right away, like, a big hare. Like, not a rabbit, a hare. Like, they're big.
Yeah.
Popped in front of me.
And,
I was like, where did you come from? Are you, like, from a storybook? What's going on? I see a quail.
Like a new round is going to open.
I'm in suburbia. Like, what's happening? It's so weird. Anyway.
Nature's calling to you.
Yeah, it's being in touch with nature is so amazing. That's what really helps me get grounded.
It feels so good. And it feels normal.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you get back into that, it's like, oh. This is how I should be. Like, this is so easy to do.
Yeah, like for a long time, I kept thinking, you know, we're part of nature, but we don't act like it. We act like we control it.
I almost feel like we have this superiority where we're
better than it. Yeah, we have to remember that we are natural beings.
Yes, we are part of it, and nature will take us out too. Like, it's special, you know?
Yes, yeah, for sure. Awesome. Was there anything else that you wanted to add about anything?
I mean, really just for people that are going through the current transfer, I mean, we're always going through transformations, like we said, but if there's anything that is like job related or something that is causing you stress because there was a change in your life, just really allow yourself space for yourself. This is the time for you to call upon your own energy and make sure that you're separating your energy from everybody else's, because that opens up the space for you to properly evaluate what's happening, but then also not going into too much evaluation, just allow stuff to happen and just kind of free flow. It's kind of like, go back to the birds here, right? It's with the wind underneath your wings. So you're gonna get some gusts here and there, but you're just gonna glide through. Just spread your wings and let yourself glide. Don't flap too much right now.
I thought you were gonna start singing that Bette Midler song.
Because you are the wind beneath my wings. Got it.
Don't quit your dog grooming business.
Transformation, guys. I'm starting to sing for you.
He's a lounge singer as well. Yes. I also, before we go, I wanted to tell you guys something exciting. We have Suddenly Seeking Spirit podcast merchandise now available.
Yes, we do.
Yes. So it's, put the link. It's on my art store, sorry, but it's out of that. But it's got its own link. So yeah, we'll put the link in the comments below or whatever.
It's like lots of different stuff, right? Like,
yeah, there's t-shirts, there's sweatshirts, there's mugs, there's even a dress, Andrew.
What? A Suddenly Seeking Spirit dress. I think I'm going to have to get it and wear it on the next podcast. We'll do a special video on.
There's like throw pillows, there's a shower curtain. I think I took the shower curtain down because, like, who wants that? Unless you want one, let me know.
Why wouldn't you?
But it's our logo. And I was thinking, if you guys have any ideas for designs for podcast merchandise, you could send that into us.
That would be great.
Spirit@gmail.com. That's our email. So send us your feedback or your suggestions or your love. Just send us your love, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what makes this all go around. Honestly, though, it's the interaction with you guys and hearing your experiences from after, like, listening to some of our episodes and stuff. I mean, that's really the enjoyment that this brings, is just seeing how us just naturally being ourselves and talking about our real life situations and different things that we just do, how those have actually helped people.
Yeah.
It's wonderful to know that, because when, you know, I know for me, whenever I'm just living this life here, you know, you're just like, you don't really see how things that you're conquering in your life really help other people be able to step through and conquer things in their life too.
Even that's true. And that's how we change the world, one person at a time. It's a ripple effect. So just if you don't think that you're making a difference in this life, like, oh, what am I going to do to help things? Just changing your attitude and your vibration into a positive, loving kindness towards others helps the world around you and has effect. Like, you could, like, just help so many people with a smile.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. There's a lot of tension and bitterness out there, and I know people can see you smile with your eyes when you're outside. Everybody smiles. But the energy comes through.
Yes, it does.
Behind the mask. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening, and we look forward to all your comments and whatever.
We love you guys. Thank you so much. Till next time, what has you seeking spirit?